Great morning, Truth Nation. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Hey, how you doing and feeling?
Man, I'm great. You know what I was thinking yesterday?
What's that?
All these years that we've known each other, who would have ever thought that we were going to do a show together?
Right.
What? I mean, God moves, don't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mysterious ways.
And you know, one of the other things that some people may not understand, because, you know, radio is a competitive business.
Right.
But we had our own crew of program directors that
absolutely.
We would meet up.
We would meet up.
And chop it up on a regular basis.
Yeah, we would meet up at Maxfield's over Mayfair. Shout out to Lori Jones.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's how we were able to come up with the campaign when we were talking about violence.
Right, right.
And
we had our own anti-violence campaign that we put together that aired on
all the stations.
Yes.
You know, because, you know, in my opinion and in our opinion,
right,
we can't talk about, you know, we got to come together. We
got
to know how to collaborate.
Right.
You know, we got to drop this. Well, this is this. And for all of our brands to be able to say, like, yeah, if that's what y'all feel we need to do.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
Do y'all thing. Do y'all thing.
Exactly.
And it was great to have me and Reggie Brown and Earl Stokes. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
All of us, you know, giving very impactful messages.
Exactly.
Because, you know, you have to see, like, we all coming together. And we're talking about the importance of stopping some of this madness that was going on even then.
Yeah. You know exactly. What I mean? I mean, the reality is we were in control of a good portion of, you know, the radio biz and in our genre, and we were able to reach a lot of people.
And the brands trusted us enough to say,
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You know, and you don't find that too often.
No.
You get what I'm saying? In radio and TV.
And this was prior to The Truth existing.
Yes.
Otherwise, they would have been included on
it. Right, absolutely.
Yeah, they would have definitely been included on it.
So, yeah. So, but that's just how important it is. Xavier, I don't know. What's the title? if you check it out. That needs to be, you know.
Oh. Am I somebody else today?
No. But we're tapping in.
We're tapping in.
Yes.
Oh, now we ain't tapping in this early.
Okay.
We can't tap in this early.
Right. We up.
Got my cup of coffee happy over here.
Yes. You know, Bailey, you know, we were talking about some of the things, and you had brought up a valid point. I said, yeah, that's true, about law enforcement and the lack of, like, the amount, like, we don't have all of the officers that we need to have in place. If you notice, Bailey, each area of law enforcement are always hiring. They're talking about recruiting.
Yes.
From the Milwaukee Police Department to the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office to correctional officers.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're always hiring. And one of the things that I bring up when we hear those kind of conversations, I'm like, you know, for the people that have a problem saying, well, where they at? You got to become a part of the solution.
Yeah.
They're looking for you.
Yes.
They're looking for you to join the force. And if you're talking about everybody is bad, in your opinion, then why don't you become the solution?
Right.
Why don't
exactly.
you? You know, I see so many stories and documentaries of different people that said that the reason they done this and they done that was because they were tired of what they were seeing and they wanted to be a part of the change. They wanted to be the change.
Right.
And so to bring the compassion, if you think that there's not enough compassion and you're a compassionate person.
Yeah.
But some people that are quick to react and say how some law enforcement officers react, me and the legendary Doc B, B-Boy Productions.
Shout out to Doc B.
We would always talk about, and Doc B ended up doing it, but we would always tell people in general, go take that course over at the fire and police
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, just go over there and take the civilian.
Yeah.
And see what split second timing means. How many would you have shot somebody innocent? Would you have shot a baby? Would you have thought that somebody's phone was a gun? Mm-hmm. But just to go through the whole real training of mm-hmm. what law enforcement has split seconds
yeah.
to make a decision.
Yeah.
How well is your memory to where if they say, did you see what they had on?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They have to immediately be able to give a dispatch over their radio saying, wearing blue this, wearing a black this, wearing a red this, and what color shoes. Like, you, a lot of people, you know, wouldn't be able to do that.
Right.
So it that takes training. So that's why I say, you know, it's easy to criticize when you're not in the fire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
So yeah.
Get inside and find out exactly what some of that takes in order to, you know, put on that uniform.
Yeah. You know. It does take a lot.
And, yeah.
And you have to almost be fearless.
Right.
And that ain't me. I'm like, I'm not your first scaredy cat.
Yeah.
I be running in the, what's the name, the parking garage. I hear a little, I'm like, oh, I got to go. Come on, come on, come on. Hurry up, hurry up.
Right. And great morning to our YouTube page. Make sure while you're there, you hit the like and subscribe. Great morning. We love you. We appreciate you. We see y'all checking in early. Also, you can check us out on Facebook, on our Facebook Live. When you're there, like and follow the page. All of this is at 101.7 The Truth. And make sure y'all download the Civic Media app as well, because if you want to be able to go back and see some of the shows and keep up with what's going on with The Truth and the Civic Media brand, download that Civic Media app. And you'll be able to find all of that there. Be like, how can I? Yeah, you'll be able to do it there.
Mm-hmm.
But with that, I brought that up, Bailey, because there was a story about the fact that Milwaukee has a police shortage.
Well, you know, I'm finding that the police shortage thing, Milwaukee department is facing a significant staffing shortage.
Mm-hmm.
We have 236 officer vacancies currently. That's a lot.
It is.
That's a loss of 117 officers since 2019.
Right. And now add that into the mix of trying to get to all of these illegal fireworks that are going on.
Oh,
also investigating shootings that you're hearing about happening.
Right.
People who have been shot. Some people, they may have been murdered.
Okay.
The reckless driving.
Yeah, and then and remember, all of these officers are not on duty at the same time.
Right.
They got to switch and do the whole, you know.
Yeah. So we got a clip from today's CMJ4, TMJ4. We're going to play this. It's about 3.5 minutes, so we're going to let it ride up until right about to our break. And then when we come back, you know, after hearing this, we want to know, Truth Nation, what's your truth on it? So, Xavier, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. If you could play that clip.
MPD has to deal with all the calls around the city, plus every special event that's going on around you know, in the city, too. So it's just not enough to go around.
A follow-up now. After the chaos in a couple of Milwaukee's entertainment districts over the holiday weekend, a police officer was hurt on Water Street. That led to an officer-involved shooting early Sunday morning. Another officer recovering after the blast from a firework knocked her to the ground on Brady Street. There were multiple fights police responded to at Summerfest, all of this happening on the same night.
Our Ryan Jenkins takes those concerns to the mayor and Milwaukee Police Association, who told him there just weren't enough officers to effectively patrol all of those areas.
Following all the weekend chaos across Milwaukee, I learned that the Milwaukee Police Department is roughly 200 officers short-staffed, a challenge as they try to cover all of the festivals and entertainment districts.
Fights at the America 250 celebration at Summerfest. A firework blast knocking an officer to the ground, leaving her injured, caught on camera. And an officer-involved shooting on Water Street after a police officer was struck by a vehicle. All happening late Saturday night into early Sunday morning.
What do you say to people who say they feel like there weren't enough officers out there?
I believe that they're right. I mean, there's not enough officers out there. We're about 170 officers short and about 30 detectives. So we're about, MPD is about 200 officers total, short-staffed.
Alex Ayala is the president of the Milwaukee Police Association. He tells me patrol officers were pulled from every district across the city this 4th of July weekend to help cover downtown entertainment districts, officers working overtime, extending shifts on the holiday, and putting themselves in harm's way. It's why he says the city should be doing more to help recruit a larger police force ahead of weekends like this one.
I wish the city would put in more efforts to getting more officers in the recruit classes. They are prioritizing what I believe are other things instead of the safety and the staffing of everyone in the city of Milwaukee by having a fully staffed police department.
I took his concerns to Mayor Cavalier Johnson Monday.
Mayor, how do you respond to people who say maybe your office hasn't done enough to invest in public safety and to staff the police department ahead of busy weekends like this one?
I would say that they're wrong. I'm going through the budget right now, and the budgets that I have produced and presented to the city council over the course of the last number of years have included maximum funding for the classes and recruits that we can have in our police academy in the city of Milwaukee.
The mayor doubling down on his stance that he wants a fully staffed police department and says the root of the violence and recklessness we saw over the weekend is a deeper issue in our city.
This is beyond a policing thing. Right. I don't want to put this at, you know, the feet of the police department. Those folks who go down there and cause problems, they make a decision to do that, right? They make a decision to go down to a trafficked area, an entertainment area, and just show out and act silly, act stupid, right? And that's not fair for anybody, and it's wrong.
I did ask for an interview with Milwaukee's police chief, Jeffrey Norman, today. I was told he's not available, but will be addressing these concerns during a press conference tomorrow. Reporting in Milwaukee, Ryan Jenkins, TMJ4 News.
Well, we're going to let y'all digest that. And when we return, Truth Nation, we want to hear your truth. What do you think needs to happen? And will it happen? Or will we continue to face this shortage?
The Truth Talk text lines are open, 833-212-1017, 833-212-1017.
We got to take care of these bills, and we'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
At UW-Milwaukee, students don't have to wait until college to start building their future. Roar Ready lets students in K through 12th grade join in hands-on programs across campus, from science and tech to arts, sports, and more. Students try new things, they meet new people, and build skills that matter. Get started today at uwm.edu/roarready. Welcome black to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
So, Bailey, facts, you got data that blacks up your your claim of ain't got enough officers.
Oh, yeah. This is not anything new,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Police across the country are actually facing the same type of situations,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, again, the answer to changing this is us.
Hello?
The capable people in our community. You know, and you know, not to say that becoming a police officer is the easiest thing in the world,
right?
It's not.
Right.
You do have to know the law,
mm-hmm.
You know, or a good portion of it. You ain't got to know all of it like you're an attorney.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you got to know some good, healthy portions of the law.
Absolutely.
And be able to pass these tests. And so for those of you that think police officers just, you know, just have to take a physical test.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. There's a whole lot that goes with that. I got one of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Officer Yoshia.
Okay.
That's her first name, not her last name. Anyways, she really showed me, you know, what you can do if you want to do something. Because
mm-hmm.
she totally went and got the physical and the mental and everything she had to do to become a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
I saw her from day one.
Okay.
All the way to the day that she graduated from the academy. And when I tell you, I've never been more proud of a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she went through it all. You know, we had an attorney friend. Shout out to Attorney Please. That helped her get the law situation down,
mm-hmm.
you know, helped her study and everything. And then we had our personal trainer, shout out to Shannon All Around,
mm-hmm.
helped her get her physical, because there's a physical aspect of it too.
So oh,
all
absolutely.
These, you know, there's yeah. a lot too. Mm-hmm. You can't just be physically fit and become an officer. You got to know things too, you know. So for people to think that it's just a physical aspect and that's all you got to worry about, oh, no.
That part.
You know, so it's not as easy as people think, and that's probably why, you know, there is, that probably plays a part in the shortage.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to know certain aspects of the law, mm-hmm. you know. Ask Dr. Ken. We ought to have Dr. Ken on. Oh, we said, oh.
No, I'm
there are many aspects of it that people are unaware of, and they just think, oh, you want to become a cop, you could just go do the physical part, you know, get out there, do some push-ups or whatever, and, yeah. you know, you're done. But that's not it at all. There's more to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was saying it on accessibility,
yes.
You know, access
yeah.
standpoint
yeah.
when I –
Oh yeah.
You got to make sure.
Anyway.
You got to make sure now. But yeah, Troop Nation, we definitely want to hear from you. What is it? Why won't people sign up? You know, because they're always hiring. They're hiring. They're trying to fill the void.
You know, I in some aspects, in some places, I'm sure people are like, oh, you know, we don't want to be, you know,
right.
affiliated.
But here
it's a good gang to be affiliated with.
Yeah, but here's the catch 22 that when some of those people, because they absolutely say those things. And again, 833-212-1017. We'd like to hear from you, Truth Nation. Trust me, our city is listening.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But when you have people that complain, right?
They complain.
So we don't have enough law enforcement, but then you don't want to become law enforcement. You don't
right.
want to become a part of the solution. So now when they have to say, okay, you don't have to live within the city limits. Oh, see, them people don't care about our community. Well, hell, you in the community and you saying that you don't want to do it. So those positions need to be filled. I'm not going to just say, has to be filled. They need to be filled in order to be able to say, okay, now we got enough of what we need to do an even better job
right.
at policing and keeping law and order in our city.
Right.
But when you got people that are saying that they don't want to be, then it's like, okay, it's like, Bailey, there were over 100 or something people that volunteered for the birthday party for the kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
We do it every year.
Yeah.
In my opinion, this was the worst year of volunteers not showing up for their scheduled times ever.
Really?
But you see, we still made it happen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So we had to extend what some of the other volunteers' original roles were.
Okay.
We had to try to, you know, stretch them out. And salute to all of those that ended up standing up for the task. But when I say over half.
Really?
Yeah, over half of them.
Oh, wow.
All right, I got a list.
You got a list?
And I'm going to be reading that list. So whether it's on blowradio.com or it's here on the
oh,
truth.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to let you know. Yep. Yeah, you signed up. So, but some of them still had the nerve to want their damn T-shirt.
What?
What we not going to do. But we're going to go to our Truth Talk text lines. Again, people, in my opinion, Truth Nation, we know the problems. So we are part of the solution.
Right.
So,
and don't hate on people that live outside the area and still want to, you know, work.
Because you don't want to.
Right, because you don't want them to. The thing is, we need people to take these jobs. So if they live in Waukesha but come to Milwaukee to work, so be it.
Right, because your ass could have had that job.
That's it right there, but you didn't want it.
Right. We've got Serena on the Truth Talk text lines. Great morning, Serena. I love you. We appreciate you. You hear the conversation and the police shortage. What's your truth?
I agree with you guys. If we as people don't want to come together and do something about it, well, other people coming in and doing the job, we need the protection of our city. The kids are just at large doing all type of things. I also believe that the Summerfest should start looking into having like an age where if the kids are not with an adult, they shouldn't be able to go, because parents are not controlling their kids and they're getting mad at the police for shooting them and pepper spraying them and macing them, but we're not controlling our kids.
Yep.
No lies detected so far.
So something has to be done.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, thank you for giving your suggestions for a solution. We appreciate you. 833-212-1017.
I'm of the belief that they need to be 21 to get into Summerfest. They might not like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if they ain't with an adult, I know, but if they're not with an adult, if they are not with an adult, because I think you could probably get in at 16 or something like that now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I think you can get in at 16. My thing is, if you're not with an adult, you got to be 21. Because I don't care if they get mad at me. They don't know how to act out here in these streets. They don't know how to act. And if you really think about it, that one fight that we saw, that seemed like it was outside the gates. Outside the gates
with
of Summerfest. So, you know.
Like, how you going to do this? You ain't even in. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. That reminds me of the beginning of Look At Me Now.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. How you
can't even get in.
Right. We've got Al MKE. We'll take Al before we go take care of some bills. But Truth Nation, again, it's, you know, these are our opportunities, in my opinion, to let the city know what we think needs to happen.
I know they're territorial.
Yes.
Okay. I know they're territorial. You know, county is one thing, city's another thing. But I feel like in some of these instances, especially like at the Summerfest situation, I know that's the city, but I feel like the county should be able to come in and do a little backup. Especially since we're short. If we wasn't short, then I would be like, no. And
but
I know that's, I know it's, I know everybody got
but
that.
But Bailey.
I know they patrolling our parks.
No, but Bailey.
What?
The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office has a deficiency. Need sheriffs.
Well, listen.
And correctional officers.
Then guess what? We need to all back each other. Is it a problem over here? All right, we're going to back you up over there. You come back over here and help us out. All right.
So they are,
we
got
to all work together.
They are already kind of coexisting because of this problem.
Listen.
So,
listen. Everybody got to back everybody up.
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
Al, we'll come back to you because we got to take care of some bills, and I want you to be able to get your truth out. You're listening to Truth in the Morning. We're talking about the shortage in law enforcement and what are some solutions in your opinion, because we need more law enforcement officers. We need that. So you're listening to Truth in the Morning. I'm the legendary Homer, blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Some girls will, some girls don't, some girls will, some girls won't.
You know what? Yeah, we'll bring that music down, but we got to take care of some business. We can take that down. Bailey, we got to handle some business. You can take that down, Xavier. You can take that down, Xavier.
Do you own a business or represent a community organization? Be a part of the... We're going to do this when we come back. Later. We'll get ready to go to break.
Y'all up in here. We could have went dry. We could have just went dry.
You know, no.
I told you.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. I said, okay, well, then let's go, you know. But anyway, we're going to Al MK.
It would have been all bad.
We are talking about currently the shortage in law enforcement and how that shortage may have impacted some of the things that police weren't able to be everywhere to patrol the inner city.
Yeah.
With all of the illegal fireworks going off, the shootings that were happening on the inner city.
Yeah.
The homicide or two that happened in the inner city.
Yeah.
And try to get our damn kids that were acting up and the Toys R Us adults.
Your kids.
Because I can't run from my people. And the Toys R Us adults that were down there acting a damn fool, which is not showing the the other ones that, you know, like, hey, they not leading by example. But Al MKE, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What's your truth? And do you have a solution?
Well, unfortunately, this is going to kind of offend a lot of people. For what we're dealing with, you're going to have to come down on them very hard. Because they have been given an inch and they didn't ran it down to Mississippi. Now everybody don't care, and now everybody feel like they want to do what they want. So unfortunately, for what we're dealing with, the police officers we have now, and I don't mean like just being brutality, they're going to have to come down on them like they're hard, because sometimes they only respect it when it's sort of evil, I ain't gonna say an evil white man, but you shouldn't have to be controlled to be told what to do. The other thing is these parents need to be held accountable. They are not holding these parents accountable. And let's get it. If I was a person who was gonna be a police officer, I wouldn't be a police officer. I'm not dealing with this MF and BS every day, because you have people who got the free will who's gonna push the envelope. So what you're gonna have to do, since you push the envelope, we're gonna have to rip the envelope, which means you're gonna be catching MRSA from the toilet seat, okay? You're not coming home for about 2 years, because that's where we're at right now. We don't know what we want to do, and I understand some of the police live outside who might not want to come here because they have to deal with BS every day. So you're going to have to come down on them hard. And shouldn't nobody be complaining? Toys R Us adults, y'all shouldn't complain. Some of you check collecting else, y'all shouldn't complain, because y'all made these N-words that way when y'all sat there and didn't give a damn. Only thing I say is come down on them hard. That's all you can do. All this talking and trying to do community stuff for them, they don't care about that. They only care when you come down on them hard. I'm sorry. I'm just being 100 with y'all. I don't want to deal with them. Y'all don't even want to deal with them and have to deal with them. And even if you deal with them, they still say F-U-B to your face, I'm going to do what you want. So you're going to have to come down on them hard.
All right. That's it.
If your kids keep doing something, we're taking your resources, and then you're going to have to move. Okay, bye-bye.
All right. 833-212-1017.
That's a whole other aspect.
True Talk Text Line.
You going to take my stance because my child been out there cutting up?
Hell yeah.
Oop. That part.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, some people are not getting it. Some people know damn well that their sons and daughters have been brought home and told, like, look, or told to come out here and get your son or daughter. And they just not concerned to the degree to whereas they're trying to stop the behavior. They're not trying to be proactive with it. They like, you're going to end up right back out there, but not in a way as a teaching moment.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, you're going to keep going in and out just like your daddy did, or whatever the case may be.
Right.
Or your mama. You're going to be just like her and all of that. So this is a real issue that we are dealing with. And like I say, We can't keep talking about how we need this and we need that, but we are not willing to try to be a part of the solution.
That is a great poll for our YouTube.
Yeah.
Should parents of delinquent children lose their
benefits?
Benefits.
Yeah.
As in food stamps, et cetera.
Take their ass off Section 8.
How do you know they're on benefits?
Well, we're saying it for the ones that 9 times out of 10, because parenting, you're trying to do what you're doing. Actually, you're making sure that you make all your appointments. If you got to go do a review and all of that, responsible parents that may be, and that poll talking about people that are on Section 8, there's a...
It could just be if they're on Section 8, then that can be...
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, I'm putting all the options on there.
Right, Section 8, food stamps, all that.
You know, if you're getting aid from the taxpayers, go ahead, Bailey.
Hey, your kids are out there...
wilding the hell out.
You could lose it.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Now, if you're a parent and you got some wayward kids that want to smell themselves, then again, you'll have a legitimate chance to say, look, I've been trying to. I done told y'all, keep his ass or keep her ass locked up, because she going to keep doing the same thing, and I'm not going to let her destroy this house. So you can have people that you know are actually trying, but some of these people are not even trying, and those are the ones I'm talking about. Hit them where they understand it.
So it's like if they get benefits, if they do.
Yeah.
If not, then what?
If not, some of them just, like I told you, some of these fools need to be sat down for a couple of years. A couple of years. And listen, sit them down for
the
a
parents
couple of years.
Too?
Listen, let's see how the city is without them. For 2 years. Now, while they're in there, the parents, the PWKs, they have to, because here's my situation with that. Well, I'm not just talking about locking people up. I'm talking about all of the things that people say that they don't have. So for some of those youth, they're saying, you know, okay, well, I ain't got my education. I ain't got this. I ain't got no skills. I ain't got this. I ain't got that. All your TV is going to show, you will never be able to watch Baddies. You ain't going to be able to watch Real Housewives. You ain't going to be able to watch none of that Sugar Honey Iced Tea. You're going to see therapists on your monitor. Your monitor is going to be therapy. It's going to be mental health counseling. It's going to be education. It's going to be all the things, Bailey. All those. That's what you get. You don't get to watch nothing else. You don't get to have leisure, because you got to sit your ass down for a little while. You need to sit your ass down for a little while and not think about your life. And if you don't come out proficient after them 2 years, there could be an extended penalty that will keep your ass in.
They're not finna get all that in jail, though. They're not gonna get that in jail.
No. This is what I'm saying. This is what we're talking about. What we need. No. This is where I'm going, Bailey. Uh-huh. And we're talking about reforming. We're talking about doing this.
Okay.
You don't get to watch what the hell you want.
Right. Okay.
No. Okay. Everything on the TV, blam, it's this, blam, it's that, blam, it's that. All the things that we said, well, they need this, they need that. Well, guess what? Here you go. And guess what? Some of those people are going to come in every other week.
Uh-huh.
Now, you want to get your life right or you want to go? That's just like the Milwaukee Secure Detention Facility.
Okay.
MSDF downtown.
Uh-huh.
That is the gateway of saying, look, we can hold you in here up to 5 years,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
Now, if you get out before that, you know, you only had to do 2 or 3 or whatever, and then you had to go back in front of those judges, oh, yeah, you getting ready to go to the penitentiary now. You getting ready to go to prison.
Mm.
You ain't going to be in just a secure detention facility. We're giving you a chance to try to get your life right and get your mind right. Now, you don't want to do that? All right, gonna take these 10 years, the 15 years, the 20 years. Or you gonna say, like, you know what? I don't want to be in here. I've went and I've spoke with a lot of those brothers that were locked up in the Milwaukee Secure Detention Facility.
Mm-hmm.
And I was happy that, you know, when I was able to go do that, that over the years, some of those brothers came and said, Mr. Blow, you came and spoke while I was in there. And now I'm doing this, I'm doing that. They changed their life around.
Right.
They said they ain't been black. They didn't have to end up getting that next step of, like, we ain't playing with you from here.
Right.
You know, sort of just like with in Baltimore where they took the plan and saying, look, here's what we got on you. As me and Dane would talk about all the time. This is what we got on you.
This is what we got.
Now, you can either, we're going to provide you with all the stuff that you say you're missing, and we're going to do this. So those are not going to be ENCs for you anymore. No mm-hmm. excuses and complaints.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if you go black, after we ended up trying to give you all of the tools you needed mm-hmm. to succeed, mm-hmm. but you chose to still go the other way, we're going to take this folder, and we're going to send your ass where you really want it to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's simple. Like, we can't keep kid-gloving some of these people that are habitual. Like I say, mistakes, we all make them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying we only make one.
Yeah.
But when you continuously do and choose to do these things,
mm-hmm.
those are no longer just mistakes. Those are choices.
Mm-hmm.
And choices have consequences.
That's true.
So
your bad choices today will come
up. Your ass in there 25 years tomorrow.
Man.
Sounds like you want re-education camps.
You can call it what you want. I'm just saying what they saying that they ain't getting.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, but I'm saying what they saying they ain't getting. Everything they saying they not getting. Because right now, we got the miseducation of a community.
Mm.
And it's not everybody, but those that choose to be miseducated.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a chance to get all of the things that you said you didn't need.
Yeah.
That you needed.
Yeah.
That you wasn't getting. We're giving it to you.
Right.
Now, what you going to do after we provide you with that? What you going to do after we make sure that you're proficient in these areas? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
If you choose not to do the right thing, then we got some places for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to feel sympathetic if you have to go to those places.
Yeah.
That's just me.
There it is. Did you put up our poll, Xavier?
Yep. It's up. It's up. It's up. Please chime in on that poll. Should parents with delinquent kids lose their benefits? Yes or no? Of course, the Truth Talk text line is open.
833-212-1017.
Bailey, I'm going to let you go when we come back. And we do have some calls coming in on the Truth Talk text line.
All right.
You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Bailey, why don't you go here before we go to that break?
There we go. Milwaukee, don't miss it. The 101.7 The Truth Family Fest is happening Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. It's free and packed with music, family fun, community resources, and back-to-school support. Want to be a vendor or a sponsor? Email Sierra.Brown at MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com. Thanks to Educators Credit Union and American Family Insurance for making it possible.
We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation, to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. Our Truth Talk text lines are cracking. Bailey.
I ain't got it. Okay, so we can go right
to the Truth Talk text lines at 833-212-1017. Kevin, thank you for holding over. You hear the conversation. Love you, appreciate you. What's your truth, and what's your solution?
Well, you brought it up yourself. You know, I mean, you the voice, you know, how long that voice, you know, going to be around, you know, I appreciate you. Change is inevitable for us. We have to really look within, not look without someone else taking care of us. And what you're saying is so powerful. I mean, it's just.
Thank you.
It sets me to the hope that I have for us. You know, it's just really appreciate that. I really wish to go further. But I was in prison for 16 years, 8 months, and prison did change my life.
Mm.
It took me away from the village I was in.
Mm-hmm.
And it really made me look at myself. If you want to look at yourself, the people that do go there, you have to look at yourself and say, this situation or this thing is not me. You know, if it's drug dealing, if it's robbing people, if it's, you know, that's not you. You're not hard. You're soft. Because as soon as you go to prison, you're going to stand up for count. You're going to eat their food. You're going to lay on their little ugly pillows and the flat mattress and the sheets and that other people laid on, and you're going to wish you was at home. Mm-hmm. And you'll start appreciating things. But I was in there 16 months, and programs helped me. Church helped me. I get that to number one. But when I went up for parole, they said, Mr. McLeod, why you want to do another drug program? I said, well, I know I missed something from in that program. They said, Mr. McLeod, why you want to do the program three times? I said, well, I know I missed something in the last program as well, so I want to do number three. If I could have did programs every year, mm-hmm. I would have did it. Mm-hmm. I would have did it because, like I said, the village teaches you and it molds you and it shapes you. You got to get out there because they don't give us much. And then the things they do give us, it's no good. You know, the drug selling and just the gambling, the after hours, and just all that lifestyle. You know, we are survivors, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. And I want people to know that change is there. It's just you. It's your mindset. It's what you lock yourself into thinking that you hard or you this, you that. No, you're soft. You're a person. Mm-hmm. You know, and you got to get back to that. And if there's anything I can do to help you, you know, if you see something I can do in the program I hope that you just keep going. That program, we need that as a people. These people know that we are the people. And they don't like us because who we are, and, you know, but we don't act like them. We don't go and see a white person and just want to jump on them for nothing. We're just not that type. We're not evil like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I got a lot to say, but like I say, this touched me. This topic. I hope it goes somewhere.
That part,
I really do.
That part, Kevin. And thank you for sharing your truth mm-hmm. on the truth. 833-212-1017. But, yeah, 16 years and you know.
Yeah.
Just to say, like, no, I want to take it again.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. No, I need some more positive reinforcement.
Yeah.
You know, because some people do things superficially. Like, you know what? Yeah, okay, I did it.
Yeah.
But did you really get the lesson?
Yeah, did you get the lesson from it?
And this is why I say, like, no, this is what you get to watch. This is your online activity. Yeah. It's all the things that you're saying that may have misguided you mm-hmm. before into doing some of the things and making some of the choices that you made.
Yeah, absolutely.
So now what do you have?
Yeah.
We got Tracy. Tracy, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth and what's your solution?
I'm just going to piggyback on what you was talking about. First of all, thank you for taking my call and good morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to piggyback on that. I was thinking about this years and years ago. That you get this program set up, boot camp. So when they do get caught, it's automatic. They got to go through that, and they can't get out. They got to go through the whole course, and there should be guidelines. You got to get your diploma. Mm-hmm. And before you even get out of here, you must be certified in something, whether it's welding,
yep.
masonry, carpentry, HVAC. And you must be certified and trained to actually leave there and go into the workforce.
Now, if you screw up,
I don't think it should be. Well, if you screw up, then you should go to the military.
Mm.
Meaning you should leave that boot camp and go to the real one.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Like the Army or the Marines or mm-hmm. something like that. If mm-hmm. you can't handle this program that I just described, you get out and do something, it should be automatic. You go to the military, and they're going to get you right.
Because
you ain't coming home. they're going to get you right. You're going to come out of either that, you're going to come out a man, or you're going to come out with something. Because they ain't going to let you just, it's got to be, we need to get control of this. Mm-hmm. Because think about it. I'm 52, and I'm pretty healthy, so I'm going to live a long time. Who's going to take care of us?
Right. Real talk.
At the rate we're going now, they don't have the skills to get up early in the morning and take care of grandmama and granddaddy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have those skills. They don't know how to get nobody a bath. See, this is
Nor the patience.
We need to think of them. They don't even know how to go grocery shopping. These are things, life skills.
Necessities, yeah.
Like I said, when we get old, it's over with. Who going to take care of us? They don't have the skills. And then it's not all their fault. I remember when they took music out of the schools. I remember when they got rid of the physical ed. I remember when they started cutting. I mean, the real tech they had, you had to either learn how to weld or do all of that before you even graduated. That's gone now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So these kids don't have education. That's what's killing them. They don't have it. Like when we was growing up, it was stressed. If we missed the bus, I don't know if you know this, Homer, but if we missed that school bus, a lot of us would go on and walk to school because we know if we went back home, it was a wrap.
Absolutely.
So we would find a way to get to that school, either walk, hop on a bike or something. And we couldn't be around grown folks. We could not be sitting around grown folks in their face.
Yeah.
That part.
With none of that running in and out. And now as you get older, you think about the simple of don't be running in and out, but that's discipline. That's control because when you grow up, I don't be ripping and running now. Mm-hmm. And I don't let people just be running in and out of my house.
Yeah.
Right.
Now you start understanding those lessons that they were given to you then that you didn't really understand, but now you know.
Mm-hmm.
There just isn't enough. Every time I see a news conference after something happened, when a little kid or something gets shot, it's always women, 10, 15 women there. Where are the men? Watch the videos. Watch any news conference. You very rarely see a man standing there. It's all women. There aren't any men in the community. And the ones that are in the community, guess what they're doing? They're working 10 hours a day. They're working 10 hours a day and taking care of their family.
Yep.
See, that's what the men are doing that's still down here, because a lot of people say, well, where the men? And I just told you, we're busting our ass at work every day. We can't take care of your kids and our kids. Somebody going to have to do something. But that program will work, but you have to stick to it, meaning once they get in there, they stuck. Until they get it together.
That's the part I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about,
and
Tracy. Hang on, Tracy.
The reason it should be like that. I know.
Yep, we got to get ready to take care of some bills. But thank you. And everybody,
I wanted to make
YouTube,
one more point.
We can try to hold
to make
you.
One more
okay,
point.
We'll try to hold you over.
It's quick. It's quick.
Okay.
They need to get the kids away from the parents.
Okay. That'll do it. That'll do it. Thank you.
That'll change it.
Yeah, absolutely. But again, like, it's really got to be harsh like that. I've never seen so much abuse in some of these seasoned citizen centers and nursing homes with these new CNAs and stuff like that. They are abusing them. They are abusing those seasoned citizens. They are half taking care of them. They cussing them out. They stealing from them. It's a lot of that going on. It's a lot of centers that get cited because of some of the younger people that are in there working with our seasoned citizens. So we talking about ain't going to be nobody to take care of us. I need a list. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We got to take care of these bills, and we'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.